This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. Arrested for adding super glue to a coworker's soda. 35-year-old Joseph Ross of Wisconsin. 35-year-old Joseph Ross of Milwaukee faces one felony for placing foreign objects in edibles. A woman informed State Fair Park police that the drinks on her desk have had a strong chemical smell the last few weeks, and she got extremely sick after drinking them. After setting up a hidden camera, she caught Ross putting something in those drinks. Police found super glue in Ross's desk. Bond for Joseph Ross is set at $10,000. 3 Milwaukee public schools will remain closed as letter mediation continues. The Milwaukee Health Department and MPS closed Starm's Early Childhood Center, Fernwood Montessori, and Lafayette School on March 17th. All 3 schools are in different stages of painting and deep cleaning, which is expected to continue next week. With Fernwood and Lafayette serving as polling locations, the Milwaukee Election Commission will move voters to newer areas of these buildings, away from affected spaces. Remediation and cleaning work will be paused on Election Day. In Waukesha, bail is set for a teen accused of killing his parents and fleeing to Kansas.
I am going to give him a $1 million bail. I believe that that's appropriate.
17-year-old Nikita Kassa faces 9 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse in the deaths of his mom, Tatiana Kassa, and stepfather Donald Mayer in February. Assistant District Attorney Brooke Schultz says this about the teen.
The state does believe he is an extreme flight risk here. He was found in Kansas with Victim A and Victim B's property. He has been speaking with someone in Russian about moving to Ukraine after committing these crimes. So the state is concerned that he's a flight risk if he is ever released.
Kassup is due back in court on April 9th. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It is Friday. And you know what that means. Everybody know what that means? Does anybody know what that means? That means it's Pop Off Friday. And I got a lot of stuff. And I thought I got it all off my chest yesterday. I thought I was on top of it Wednesday. But
as life would have it, as they say, say it ain't so. So, I have a bit of an issue. I heard a story out of the state of Washington. I just put an R in Wash. Washington. Anyway. There's a story from the state of Washington, a state legislator, and I don't know if they're federal or a state politician or county, or I know it was a woman. And they complained about President Trump's ban. Right? They complained about President Trump's ban. Now, people are just finding stuff to complain about when there's really, in this instance, I don't really agree with what they're complaining about. Now, most people tend to say, if it's Donald Trump, we're going to complain about it. We don't care if it makes sense. We don't care if it helps us. We don't care if it gives us more money in our paycheck. We don't care if it gives us a job. We don't care anything. We just hate Donald Trump. Now, the right has called that Trump derangement syndrome. TDS. And sometimes I think, well, yeah, they're going a little overboard. But in this instance, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. But just like everybody and a lot of people that call this show, somehow they got to work into the conversation something about Donald Trump and bash Donald Trump as if it gives them some gravitas or it gives them some greatness, right? Just like when I would talk to people and they would complain about Barack Obama when he was president. Well, shut up. One has nothing to do with it. They would complain about this, complain about this. Well, see, that's why we got Barack Obama as president. What does Barack Obama have to do with streetlights not working? Holes in the street. We still got them. They're complaining about Donald Trump's executive order banning men playing in women's sports. Now, I happen to agree with that. Long before Donald Trump became president, long before we had the LGBTQ plus whatever fights and arguments, and you're not going to force me to accept something or someone that I don't. And no, I'm not talking about not accepting LGBTQ plus because I know everybody, oh my God, he said. No, that's not what I said. I said, if I don't like you, you can't make me like you. It's just kind of basic. But that has nothing to do with this. This has everything to do with boys and men playing with girls and women in sports that should be just women, especially because it's a physical sport. Volleyball, where you break a girl's nose, give her an orbital fracture, you know, that bone around your eye that holds your eye in place. Yeah, that. Because you spike a volleyball so hard that a woman, and I'm just throwing out numbers, a woman might spike the ball and it moves at about 40, 50 miles an hour, and a man spikes it and it's 90. Or swimming because you're faster. Had to sneeze. And stronger. So of course you're going to win all the races. All things being equal, most men are stronger than most women. Most boys are stronger than most girls. You could fight that till you're blue in the face, but you will never convince me physically that that's true. But some things have to stop. So this politician decided that they were going to complain about Donald Trump's ban on men playing in women's sports. Now, I don't have a problem with it, with the ban. I don't have a problem. Men are stronger. I have two daughters, and my oldest daughter played rugby. Can you imagine a 280-pound man tackling a girl that might be at the time 115, 120. have another daughter to play basketball, softball. Can you imagine a man or a boy hitting a softball so hard that it hits a girl in the chest and stops her heart? You can talk trash if you want to. Yes, there's some women that are tougher than some men. There's some men that are weaker than some women. But on average, men are stronger. And they should not be playing sports of any kind. And by the way, chess and checkers are not sports. When it's physical. But the lawmaker had the audacity. And this is what I want to hear. Do you agree with me? 833-212-1017 is the number. Had the audacity to equate the ban on men playing in women's sports to Jim Crow laws, segregation between blacks and whites. Are they right? What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. I am taken aback. I don't know if the woman was black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I don't care what she was. She was American. And we got stupid Americans and she's stupid. Telling a man he can't play sports with a woman is not segregation. He doesn't belong in her sports. But to equate it to a black person not being able to go into a restaurant or go into a bathroom or drink at a water fountain, you're beyond stupid. You're an idiot.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Make me want to know how to play the piano, but I don't know how to play the piano. So I can play poorly saxophone, soprano, tenor, alto. I can play a clarinet and a flute because it's the same key, right? A, B, C, D. All right, so it's the same keys. So I can do that, but piano, I've never quite been able to master. I think I can sing too. I think I sing okay. I think I can sing good. How's that? Is that arrogant enough for you? There. But piano, I've just never had the stick-to-itiveness. I've never had the, oh, I want to play the piano. I gotta. I just can't. 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you think about men actually being able to play with sports? Okay, you can be on that side, against that side. I'm totally against men playing sports with women. But when you actually equate it to segregation, as if they belong in women's sports, stupid. Women don't belong in men's sports either. I mean, it's cute. You could be the kicker. Some woman gets tackled by a 300-pound lineman. Y'all just getting dumb. You all are getting to the acceptance piece to the point where you're beginning to be stupid. You're beginning to be illogical. You are never going to beat physics and you're never going to beat nature. I don't care how you think or how you feel or what you call yourself, that's up to you. Knock yourself out. You want to be a man, call yourself a woman, but you're a woman, call yourself a man. I can respect that. I can respect your individuality. Whether I agree with it or not is irrelevant. So you can't cancel me or beat me up or holler at me. It just is what it is. I'm not for it or against it. You are who you are, just like some people are not for black or for white. They just are who they are. Okay. But to equate it to segregation, as if you're stopping somebody from doing something they have a right to do, oh, that's idiotic. Wayne said on the talking text line, and you can hit us 833-212-1017. Always remember, you can stream and watch us on YouTube at 1017 The Truth, and make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live show, like right now. Wayne said, Dr. Ken, when women wanted to compete in sports, they started their own leagues. Until this day, no one has ever been able to explain to me why transgender men and transgender women have not made this request. Can you explain, or do I have bad information? No, you have exceptional information. It is, in fact, accurate and precise. But here's the problem with that. In order for me to get acceptance as a transgender man who believes themselves to be a woman, I have to do everything that women do. And you can't. And they believe that will bring them acceptance. Now, I can respect the transgender piece. And so some people get upset and get mad. Oh, God, you're accepting, you're promoting. No, I'm not promoting. They are who they are. God loves them just like he loved me. Like, stop. But in the end, sports? No. There are some physiological things that you just cannot overcome when it comes to sports. You just can't. Men cannot have children. I don't care how much you say it. I don't care how much you promote it. I don't care how much you fake it. Men cannot have children. Not naturally. So if there's some ill natural thing you add and all that, right. So love everybody. That's all I'm trying to say. But loving you means telling you the truth that you should not be playing sports. I don't care what you do in the world. Stop playing sports with women and getting them hurt, blowing out their titles that they've had, going to college and trying to have an NCAA title, and you beat them because you're a man, because you want to swim, because when you swam as a man, you were terrible. And you were in last place. So now, I guess your ego got the best of you, and you go beat women? I take that as tantamount to domestic violence. You get beat up by a guy, you lose money at the racetrack, so you come home and beat up your wife. You lose in an NCAA men's swimming, so you switch over to the girls and beat them. You feel like you're somebody. You're an idiot. 833-212-1017 is the number. The caller, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What's up?
Good doc. You know when it's a beautiful day and I'm about to go play golf, I always tune in.
Why you always got to throw that in my face? You finna play golf and I'm sitting here talking on the phone looking at the sun outside. Man, I ain't talking to you.
Isn't it a beautiful day, though?
Yes, it is. Very much so.
It is. And with that in mind, I just want to say a lot of the people who utilize the fact that there are some transgender people who've tried to play women's sports, if you challenge them to name, and they claim this is why they chose to vote away, and this is their whole philosophy of a lot of different things that have nothing to do with the sport, they could name 10 transgender people who are playing professional or NCAA sports. I can't name one who's, for example, in the NCAA tournament playing basketball. And so it's a very minute section of society who even tries it. And for that to be made as a huge political issue was comical to me. But, you know, it's such a beautiful day. I just had to let you hear my voice because I haven't talked to you in a while. How's everything going in your world?
It's going well, but your comment brings up a question. So why is it that majority counts only in politics, but we have to accept the minority when it comes to transgender?
See, I didn't say minority. I said minute, as in
that's what you said.
Almost none.
But I said,
let me make sure I didn't ask you that.
I didn't ask you that. I'm saying that's the question I have based on what you said.
Right.
Got it?
Right.
I don't understand.
That wasn't my premise, though. I'm saying
I'm changing the premise. I'm changing the premise to mine.
Okay, you don't get to change my premise.
I didn't change your premise. I changed mine. I'm looking
that's just a question you're posing.
Exactly. Like, what's wrong with you? See, you be on talking text lines so much, blowing it up, that when you call, you get all confused. See? This warm weather got you all.
101.7, the truth and Truth Nation does have to be thought provoking. So I try to be thought provoking when I talk or text. But I hadn't heard from you in a long time, man. And I want you to know I got some performance enhancing irons. And today is the first day I'm going to use them against some relatives of mine. You know,
so what you're saying is you're weak at golf, so you had to get some clubs that go get a little bit.
Well, they've been beating me with the same type of club, so now I've just evened the playing. Evening the playing field should be a part of life in this country.
You got a handicap?
Well, I don't want to talk about those.
Okay. All right.
I'm a bogey golfer on par three, so I'm still kind of a beginner. You know, I've been playing for less than 20 years, and that's what I was told when I first started. If you haven't played 20 years, you're a beginner.
So I'm experiencing the ups, the downs. You're in the 75-80 range is what I'm hearing, right?
The addictive phase. I'm not going to say that number out loud.
That is how you skip past.
I have learned some things from Donald Trump and Elon Musk, how to evade questions.
That's right. Learn when to just shut up. All right, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend
and have a great game.
All right.
You too.
God bless.
Be
Bye.
Safe.
I'm gonna just you didn't ask that question. I'm gonna pretend like you didn't ask that question. That's good. You'd make a good public information officer. Why is the sky blue? You know, I really appreciate the grass. The grass is beautiful and it's green and it has dirt underneath it and it's next to the concrete sidewalk. It is great. But why is the sky blue? And I think it's wonderful. All those other things that are in the sky, like clouds and airplanes and birds. Give an answer, but he don't really answer the question. I ain't mad at him. Give them their own, and that's been my mantra all along. Give them their own league. If you want to play professional basketball, get a professional transgender league. I think transgender should play against transgender. But you cannot have transgender men playing against women and beating the crap out of them. Or if a woman is good at something that men are not. Can you imagine a man trying to be a ballerina or do all the moves that women do in gymnastics? I'm just saying, can you imagine a man doing yoga? It hurts, and it hurts men more. Men are not as agile as women. They have more muscle mass, which means it hurts like all get. Like, they're just little simple physiological things that we want to pretend don't exist and then act like, if I disagree with it, then I'm dissing the entire group or an individual, and I'm not. There are just some facts in life that you cannot change. And I find it interesting that put your money where your mouth is and start your own league. Put your money where your mouth is and start your own team. And then we're done. But I guess when ego kicks in and you can beat up on a girl or beat up on a woman that's smaller than you, doesn't have as much strength as you, is not as fast as you, I guess it's okay. Me at 65 can beat most women, and I'm not 65, but we can beat most women. I can beat most women running. I can beat most guys running. Workout, run, stretch, calisthenics, ride a bike. Play football, play basketball. Will I hurt the next day? Probably more than the average youngster. If I was 70 years old, I could beat up a 30-year-old because I'm still stronger than most 30-year-olds, you know? And vice versa. Are there anomalies in that? Sure. There are women that can run rings around men playing football, basketball, baseball, soccer, rugby. Sure. But at some point, where are all the women's libbers? Where are all the feminists that are not standing up talking about women's rights? Because first you have to accept the person as a woman. That part, if that's what you do, that what you don't do, that's fine. The problem comes when you allow them to do things that girls and women do that they don't normally do, and then they start to take advantage of it. It should not give you, so watch this, that gives you an undue advantage. So when we want to have a complaint about diversity, equity, and inclusion, I think we need to go back to looking at, you know, that thing called equity.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classic.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. Never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, you can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You can change your diaper. You can drop your child off at school. I mean, think about it. They're born 6 years later. They're 6 years old in first grade, like that fast. You can get a bachelor's degree and a master's degree only if you go to a 2-year. Mine took 3. Yes, I was crazy. I finished it in 1. Yes, I'm kind of out of my mind. And I only did it because somebody told me I couldn't. Or you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You also get a 10-year labor warranty that's always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends Monday, March 31st, 2025. So how do you do all that? How do you get 0% interest on your windows and doors for up to 6 years? Well, set your in-home consultation completely and totally free. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Yes, we're at a time when things might cost a little more. All it's going to do is enhance the price of your house when you sell it. And then all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, this is great. All because you went to PellaWI.com, got a free in-home consultation, and you did it before March 31st. And you got 0% interest on windows and doors for 6 years. It's kind of simple. All you got to do is go to the website, fill out the form, call them. They'll come out. That's it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, not a real city girl. Not really a city girl. I never read that right. That's why they call you NR. ACG. And RACG. It's Friday. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I have a I have a problem because this is all pop-off day, right? It's pop-off Friday, so I may as well complain about stuff. You know what I hate? You know what I hate? So first of all, let me say this. I have a friend of mine who uses a computer at the same time I use a computer. All y'all gonna know who it is when I say it, but I'm not gonna say the name. They never have any power in their computer. And every single time I sit down, they bum a power cord. Hey, is your computer powered? Can I use your power cord? Really? Really? You know who I'm talking about? No. Nah, don't say it on the air. Don't say it on the air. You can say it through my ear. Don't say it on the air. What's this? I mean, like, every single time. Like, every time. To the point where when this person, don't say it on the air. Don't say the person's name. But when the person sits down, when they sit down, you know what I say now? Hey, you need a power cord? Like, it's like I've been trained. Oh, so-and-so here, they're going to need a power cord. Need a power cord? And then last time I did that, they laughed. I don't need a power cord. They don't talk like that, but, you know, I got to use the character voice. Oh, I don't need a power cord. 10 minutes later, my computer's dying. Can I use your power cord? But if you think that's bad, cell phones. I'm at the Alpha convention. It's like 900 people there in a business session. Hey, you got a power cord. Do I look like I got a power cord in my pocket? Do I look like I'm like what? Hey, I need a power cord. You got a power cord? Hey, you got an iPhone? And so now they got universal power cords, right? I think they're going to make them C or whatever. They're going to have universal, and they're getting rid of the lightning ones, and they're going to make them just like those C, you know? So I'm like, no, I don't have one. And I'm thinking to myself, if I had one, I wouldn't give it to you. And now 4 or 5 people come up. Hey, you got a power cord? No, go away. What do you do? People that bum cords. I guess when you stop smoking cigarettes, when you stop smoking cigars, when you stop eating the food you shouldn't eat, you got to bum something. I used to always think that was crazy. People bum, hey, you got a cigarette? You know how much cigarettes cost right now? There's absolutely no way. I remember when a pack of cigarettes costs like $1. And a pack of 20 costs $20. I can't imagine what a carton of cigarettes costs right now. And I don't even smoke. Now cigarettes and not weed. See, I know y'all burning. I just went straight. Oh, you smoke weed? No. But it's pop-off Friday. People who bum cords. Like, what is that?
Excuse me.
It's like a crackhead.
Excuse me. You got a power cord? Can I get a power cord? Hey, Glenn. Hey, man, you got a power cord? Can you use a power cord, man? I need a power cord. I'm on like 3%, man. I'm on like 2%. I need a power. Like what?
Bring your own. Plug it in. It's stupid.
Hey, DJ Brother Z, can I get a power? Man, can I get a power cord, dude? I need your power cord. Man, come on, man. Please, can I use your power cord? I need your power.
I just. So you know what I'm going to do, right? That's a business, right? I'm going to get me a peddler's license. Do they let people have peddler's licenses in Milwaukee? I wonder. I'm going to have to check. I'm going to get me a peddler's license, and I'm going to sell power cords on the curb. Next to the guy selling bean pies. Just like being in New York selling socks and bananas. Right? You right? Manhattan?
Well, they sell designer purses and bags right on the sidewalk as well.
And you know they ain't new. They ain't real, but okay.
It's not stopping anybody.
They're probably stolen. But think about that. I think I'm going to just start a new business. And I'm going to get one of them coats. Look, like I got now with the inside pocket, I can just pull them out. Hey, man. Hey, bruh. Got that power cord. And then people will buy them. But power cords are expensive. I'm going to be like, $10. Hey, $10, $10, $10. And they'll buy them. It's just all from somebody. Kind of a power cord. So you know what I'm batting that person for Christmas? Watch this. I'm going to be so cold, I'm going to buy for their birthday and their Christmas two different power cords. I'll buy like a short one, like 3 feet, and then a 6 foot one with a little power pack on it. And then I'm going to buy one. Watch this. They make a solar one. Best Dad, who was in here the other day, Best Dad Business on Entrepreneurship Tuesday, they make one where you can attach it to your car window and the sun energizes whatever you want to plug in. I can charge my earpods, my Apple earpods or AirPods or whatever the heck you call them, with that. And I don't need an extra one. But it just burns me. People on the street. Now, somebody you know, you need a power cord, sure. Somebody you work with, you need a power cord, sure. But I don't even know you. Hey, man, can I use your power cord? My phone is plugged in. No, you can't use my power cord. Why would I let you use my power cord when I need my power cord? I don't know if it's dumbness or selfishness when you're in the street. And need a power cord. Now, if you're at work and you need a power cord, I get it. But when you're out in the street, you at a convention, you out somewhere, bring your own power cord. It just drives me up a wall. I just don't get it. And then it dawned on me, you know what? Maybe I'm the one that's stupid.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know who Westminster Fuller is? Westminster Fuller. So we've been screaming and complaining and I don't like this and the system and the institutional this and blah, 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 right? Well, Westminster Fuller said to fix the current system, which is really any system, we must build a new system that makes the current one obsolete. So all these people that are screaming and hollering, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of the Electoral College, get rid of, change this. Add 9 justices to the Supreme Court. Remove 9 justices from the Supreme Court. All that nonsense. Don't really understand that you have to build a new system that actually makes the current one you have obsolete. And then somebody asks, well, how you do that? Well, we had horses. Horse and buggies gave way to the car. Bicycles gave way to the motorcycle. Candles and kerosene lamps gave way to electricity. That's pretty simple, right? But is it AI? That people are going to give way to AI? I wonder. 833-212-1017. I wonder if we are going to give way to AI. Like, are we going to, are people going to wake up, look over, and find out that actually we're not needed? We talk about next generation investments. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. This comment reared its ugly head again from Bill Gates. He said within 10 years, AI will replace many doctors, meaning medical doctors, and teachers. Humans won't be needed for most things. Now, Bill Gates is a pretty smart guy. He's pretty smart with AI. He's pretty smart with computers. He's pretty smart with Windows. He's not really smart with humanity. He said over the next decade, advances in artificial intelligence will mean that humans will no longer be needed for most things in the world. This is from CNBC.com. That's what the Microsoft co-founder and billionaire philanthropist told comedian Jimmy Fallon last year. He said, at the moment, expertise remains rare. Gates explained, pointing to human specialists we still rely on in many fields, including a great doctor or a great teacher. But with AI, over the next decade, that will become free, commonplace, great medical advice, great tutoring. I would never take advice from AI. In other words, the world is entering a new era of what Gates called free intelligence. The result would be rapid advances in AI-powered technologies that are accessible and touch nearly every aspect of our life. Gates has said, from improved medicines and diagnoses to widely available AI tutors and virtual assistants. I get the AI tutors and virtual assistants. He said it's very profound and even a little scary because it's happening very quickly and there is no upper bound. Well, of course you would say that because you're trying to make money on AI. I'm not saying that's why you're saying it, but you're going to make money on AI. He said the debate over how exactly most humans will fit into this AI-powered future is ongoing. Some experts say AI will help humans work more efficiently, which is what I believe, rather than replacing them altogether, and spur economic growth that leads to more jobs being created. Others, like Microsoft AI CEO Mustafa Suleiman, counter that continued technological advances over the next several years will change what most jobs look like across nearly every industry and have a hugely destabilizing impact on the workforce. He wrote in his book, The Coming Wave, these tools will only temporarily augment human intelligence. This book was published in 2023. He said they will make us smarter, more efficient for a time, and will unlock enormous amounts of economic growth, but they are fundamentally labor replacing. And I don't know if that's true because somebody has to sift through what you wrote, make sure it's not plagiarism, make sure it's phrased properly and written properly, categorize it. Like there's so many things that a human touch is needed. And when AI doesn't understand something, or can't differentiate between the nuances of the word read and read when it's R-E-A-D, R-E-A-D, then what? And AI is notorious for thought drift. It starts writing and then it just goes off into, and so if your parameters aren't very specific, what you're going to have to do is to teach young children how to write for AI. You need a prompt. For those of you that don't know, if you have ChatGPT, Copilot by Microsoft, anything else, you need a prompt for the AI. You need to tell it something with as much detail as possible so it can then go out to the internet, find it, put it together, and send it back to you. But then you need to check to make sure there's plagiarism so you can then ask it, Give me the sources that you pull from in a bibliography, whatever it is, right? But you still got to check it. So I don't think it's going to be replacing. I think it'll help you become more efficient. I know AI can look at a x-ray and tell you, based on the x-ray, it's this, but then you still need a human being to double check it for the medical doctor. So I don't even think that's going to really take over the world. Because if that were the case, we would have sent a rocket ship to the sun. Yeah, it'll burn up. Mars, Venus. We could have easily done that. Why wouldn't you use AI to tell the rocket ship where to maneuver, where to fire the thrusters, why to do all that stuff? And I know they already do, because that's why we use a computer to take off and all the things break away and all that. But somebody got to push a button to make it. Well, you could tell AI to do that. The problem is AI doesn't take into account the environment that it's in. And so you might be in the middle of doing something and AI just jettisons, okay, you're done, and you're not ready. Then what? What do you say? Oops.